Hi there. The word for today is, has someone hurt you? If so, forgive them. Proverbs 24 verse 17 says, don't rejoice when your enemies fall. In life, you'll make foes as well as friends. It can't be avoided. It just comes with the territory. And the issue isn't, will you make enemies, but how will you treat them? Our friends bring out the best in us, but oh, how our enemies bring out the worst in us. But you know what? If you're a follower of Christ, there are three things you can't do. Resent, retaliate, or rejoice when your enemy seems to get their comeuppance. The Bible says, don't rejoice when your enemies fall. Don't be happy when they stumble, for the Lord will be displeased with you and will turn his anger away from them. Don't fret because of evildoers. Don't envy the wicked, for evil people have no future. The light of the wicked will be snuffed out. Don't allow bitterness and resentment to destroy you. It's better to take your medicine now than to agonize later. Never wish ill on your enemy. Leave revenge to God. That's his business, not yours. Now, you may know what the person did to you, but God alone knows why they did it. Paul puts the matter succinctly yet firmly in Romans 12, verse 17, when he writes, never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you're honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to God, for the scriptures say, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. So has someone hurt you? The word for you today is, forgive them.